I like to think about our time here on earth like this, that God has cut out a time period for us to be here at this time in 2015, that you as an individual have been placed on planet earth at this time for a purpose to do your part in extending the kingdom of God here on earth. There are many people who go through life without finding their calling. How sad that is when we don't make a concerted effort to find out what kind of calling or purpose that God has for us, the reason that God has for you and I being here. Have you asked yourself that? Why do I exist? Why am I here? Why was I put here? What is the reason? What is the purpose for my existence? It's important to try to have an understanding of that. He has a calling for you and I. And if He designed us for a purpose, then He placed something in us to enable us to accomplish that purpose. We talked about 5 points to identifying your purpose. We mentioned that last week. The first one was read scripture and pray. Number two was seek godly input. Point number three is inventory of your past. Inventory of your past simply means that you go back into your past to see what has gotten you to the place where you are today. Hopefully there's some good things in the past that you can address, that you can look toward. You can pay attention to the things that help you develop some of the things that you were enjoying in your life today. One of the things that you can look at and taking an inventory of the past is, what do you enjoy? What kind of thing do you find is fulfilling you? When you look at your inventory, there will be some things that you will want to magnify, but there'll be some things that you will want to get rid of. There'll be some things that you'll want to let go. You see, in the midst of searching where God is taking us, we have to be willing to let some things go. And some things, we have to be careful to not have some things in our life that can divert us from God's true purpose. Because God's purpose is the best purpose. Number four, do something to discover your purpose. You cannot progress down a path unless you are moving. You have to start doing something. It's not good enough to say that I want to fulfill my purpose and then don't do nothing about fulfilling your purpose. We have to begin the process of starting out. God is calling us to do things. You'll remember in the book of Luke where 10 lepers came to Jesus. And Jesus just simply spoke a word to them. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says, as they went, as they moved, as they did something, they were healed. They were made whole. They had to do something. It's not good enough just to get a word from God. We have to do something. We have to move. We have to do something that will bring us closer to our purpose, to our plan. You see, once you know what your purpose is, it's not about you. It's about the purpose that God has put you here for. And if God has put you here for something, He's put in you the things that you need to fulfill that purpose. Once you know your purpose, you're not afraid to go and ask God and also ask others for the things that you need. You won't hesitate. Whatever God designed you to do is already on the inside of you. But you must begin. You must do something. No one but you controls your future. You can't blame anybody else for where you are today, nor can you blame anyone else for where you're going. Only you. It's you and God. When you get together with God, you can have a great future, but nobody else controls your future. We control our lives, whether we want to admit it or not. We have a tendency sometimes to blame others. As soon as we take authority in that area and take ownership of where we've been and where we're going, then we have the capability of changing. Have faith in your designer. Believe the best. Trust the process that he has you in. Wherever you're at in life today, trust the process. Trust that God is working in you his purpose and his design. Trust God. Have faith. You see, as you begin moving toward your purpose, you might find that there's quite a number of things that God has called you to and wants you to fulfill. He wants you to fulfill His design.